Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Wait, don't eat that marshmallow yet, or succeeding in the long run. Well, folks, if you're listening to this on the radio on Sunday, October 2nd, 2011, I want you to know that right this second, I'm suffering a lot. I'm about 2 hours, 16 miles into running a marathon, 26.2 miles. But wait a minute. Before I tell you how a guy who had such back pain years ago, he had trouble tying his shoes for 2 years, got to being able to run a marathon, let's talk about the famous marshmallow psychology experiment. A researcher put kids about 4 to 6 years old at a desk in a room with a marshmallow and said, "You can eat that marshmallow anytime you want. But if you wait to eat it until I come back, I'll give you a second marshmallow." Psychologists are mean, aren't we? They videotaped the kids and saw the kids struggle. It was painful. Some kids gobbled a marshmallow the second the experimenter left the room. Most kids waited about 3 minutes and then snarfed it up. About a third did all sorts of things to distract themselves from the marshmallow. Covered their eyes so they couldn't see it, played hide and seek under the desk, sang songs from Sesame Street. Anyway, fast forward 20, 30 years later, the researchers talked to the same people now grown up. They found those who had waited longer, they had better lives. Kids who couldn't wait had more behavioral problems, both in school and at home, had trouble keeping friends. The kids who waited 15 minutes ended up with SAT scores on average 200 and some points higher than kids who waited 30 seconds. But it wasn't really about intelligence or even willpower. First, after years of subsequent research, the researchers concluded, as the kids showed, it was about not thinking about the marshmallow in the first place, learning to control our attention and thoughts. The secret to increasing these capacities is to practice delaying and reward ourselves for doing so. And like the kids, develop and use our ability to figure out what to do to be successful in the long run. Speaking of the long run, I've kept you waiting long enough. Back to my marathon. How did I get to the point where I can run 26.2 miles down in our beautiful Finger Lakes region? Well, like the research suggests, I did lots of increasingly long runs to get ready for this day. But frankly, right about now, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to stand the pain for another 10 miles while those people around me are trying to figure out how they'll stand listening to that guy singing those Sesame Street songs. I'm Dr. Rich, Marathon Marshmallow Man O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Rich, that was a very interesting checkup. And Steve and I are here, and we had some questions that raised this for me. Mm-hmm. So how do you go from not being able to tie your shoes to running a marathon?
Well, I realized I didn't want to not be able to tie my shoes. I wanted to get fit and get rid of that pain. So I talked to my doc, and he said, the best thing to do is to start walking more. And that was the research showed that walking more actually cuts down on back pain. So I started walking more. And I realized I really like this. I like being fitter. So I set myself some goals. I realized I wanted to start jogging. I realized I wanted to do a little racing. I wanted to run a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. And so I set myself some measurable goals that were reachable. I didn't even think about running a marathon back then. If you asked me, would I run a marathon back then, I thought, there's no way. But I set the goal of getting rid of some of the pain, getting able to move more effectively. And then as I progressed, I just sort of naturally evolved into feeling like, oh, I want to do more of this. And I had a lot of energy and interest in it.
It's just, setting the reasonable goal. So there's a progression getting.
Yes.
That end point.
Absolutely. And sort of rewarding yourself. The reward for me was just feeling fitter
right. And
getting rid of my back pain. That was so gratifying.
So there's a lesson in here. I mean, the real lesson is that if you want to learn how to achieve certain things in life,
yes,
you really need to set goals that are within reach.
Yeah.
Reward yourself.
Yeah.
And then you can continue to expand those.
Yeah. And appeal to you. You have to have the interest. For some reason, I like running. Like, other people don't like to run. They want to dance.
Or it's not my favorite thing.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people who think, right.
No marathons for you.
But I might want to dance, or I might want to do, something else that's fun for me. Find something fun and then do that for yourself.
Well, that's great advice. Thanks a lot for explaining that to us.
You're welcome.